The pre-game interview.
So I think we can go down into the Cats camp because Jason Doherty is standing very patiently next to one of our favourites, of course. Played alongside the number 26 for a decade before his retirement, but now is the head of football at the Cats, Andrew Mackey, and he joins us with Jason Doherty.
Yes, he does, Kingy, and I reckon he still could play. He might play halfback today with Tom, but it's a good day for footy. Management issues already for the new GM of football with the draw the way it is, and obviously a five-day break coming up and a longer break now, so some changes to the team today.
Yeah, there has been a couple of forced, obviously, with Danger coming out. But as Scotty touched on the press conference yesterday, we do manage our list, and when we're building our list and trying to compile that, you know, come draft and free agency and trade period time, we do have that in mind, and we try and bat deep to make sure that we can do those things and have levers to pull in certain times. And yeah, given the draw's a little bit quirky leading into next week, but you know, the main thing is we think this team really gives us the best chance to win today. So, Parfitt did a great job for us last week when we were perhaps some late changes and undermanned in there, and did a, you know, to his credit, come in and got his hands dirty. So he keeps his spot. Shawny Manor a bit unlucky, but a management of a couple of older guys that, hold us in good stead over the 23 weeks.
And good to be able to have somebody like Toby Conway to come in and give Reece Stanley a chop out as well. Young obviously played last year in second game for him, so good for him to come in today.
Oh, it's great for Toby, great for our group. You know, he's a very popular young man and holds himself really well within the footy club. People that know him would know that around town. But yeah, he's a super talented young fella, and you know, he's a third year ruckman, so the expectations are that it's still... He's still learning the game, and he's learning his body and what that all means. But, we think he's going really well, and he's had a great pre-season since he shrugged off a bit of the foot stuff that he's had last year. And, I've got no doubt that he'll perform really well today and, you know, hopefully going forward. But, yeah, like Reece, it is hard yards for ruckman in this league to do it week in and week out. So to have a couple of these guys is really good for us.
Andrew, thank you for joining us on Carrick Footy. Tom King, Ben Castanilia and Matt Kershaw talking to you. Have you guys been monitoring the radar at all, just in terms of the weather that's coming and how it might impact the clash this afternoon?
Yeah, we do. We don't want to give away secrets, but our coach, really, he's like a... Given that he doesn't mind a hit of golf and loves his garden, he's he's very mindful most days of the weather, and in particularly on match day. But, you keep an eye on it and you have a chat about it. You don't want any surprises come game day. So, it's actually quite nice here, to be honest. I don't know how long this is going to last for, but it's... Jason and I are quite happy standing out here. I think it's doing plenty elsewhere, but see what happens. But we're confident with the flexibility we've got in this team that we can withstand dry weather or whether it becomes wet.
On a personal level, you've gone from obviously heading up list management at the Cats into Simon Lloyd's old role now as head of football. What's it been like for you, the transition, and what does your role encompass? It might be different to what Simon did, or is it very similar when you've taken on all those tasks that Lloydy was doing?
Yeah, similar, and I haven't... brought in a list manager as yet, so we've restructured a fair bit of the way, you know, that will work. Simon Murphy was our head of footy ops. We've brought in Bree Beckley out of the Geelong Falcons, who's a really talented young lady who's doing a great job into footy operations. Brett Johnson, who heads up our AFLW, is assistant GM. So we've sort of split up some roles, but yeah, all encompassing. Kingy, about pretty much what the environment is that our staff and players work in, and how do we get that? How do we get the best out of any individual, whether they're Tom Hawkins, Jai Clark, Phoenix Foster, myself, or, you know, physio strappers, whatever it is. When they come in the four walls, what it is, how do we all work together, and how do we pull together to make sure, you know, match days give us ourselves the best chance to perform.
Before I throw you to Benny, so how do you see the list management role taking shape for the Cats going forward?
No, we'll work through that. But, for now, I'm still doing contracting, especially... in the next little while, which is fine. It's part of what I've been doing anyway, and got really good relationships with these player managers. So that's half the job, to be honest. When you're in the list management space, to be across all that and have relationships with those people does really help about what's going on in the competition, and in particular able to, you know, hopefully do deals for your own players that you want on your list.
Andrew, it's Ben Castanilia. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. I just wondered, you might better report to the coach. I'm just looking at the radar here. By the time he gets home, I think it'll be a heavy eight. in his backyard. But I just wondered, in your contract with the footy club, is it written in that you have to be seen down Paco there with your footy kit on out the front of a coffee shop a certain number of times during the week?
Yeah. Lordy liked one up there in Newtown. I spread my love a little bit. I must admit, I do find 10 minutes a day to go and gather my thoughts because, as you guys might know, like there's when you've got that many people in this footy department, you just need to get away, and there's some conversations that go on every now and then. You just need to find your head and
find your space,
Benny. Yeah. That's right.
Is it almond milk you're having coffee?
I'm having one right now, to be honest. It's a full cream milk,
right?
But I run around the river enough so I can afford the full cream. But yeah. I have coffee every now and then. I'm not massive coffee. I'm probably one or two a day.
I saw you down there on Friday, just sort of beaming out the front, just chatting to people. You're like a traffic cop down there.
In my Catskill, because we were training, Benny. Yeah, I had to sneak off 5 minutes because our club cafe was shut.
It was quite extraordinary.
Thanks for reaching out.
Yes, no worries.
Were you walking that dog again?
I tooted.
The dog was taking you for a walk.
No, I tooted. Do you still give Domsey tips on his dog walking out the car window? Or?
Oh, mate, he's a lost cause. You know that. We all know that.
Listen, I wanted to ask you about, I've always been a big fan of Brandon Parfitt. I'm not sure what happened last year, but the season didn't go no doubt how he would liked and how the footy club would have liked. He didn't get in round one. He got a crack last week. I actually thought he didn't star, but he was really good. What's the sort of feedback you give a player like Brandon Parfitt, who's an experienced player? I think he's got over 100 games, but it's been a real struggle for him across the last sort of 14 or 15 months.
Yeah, the advice to him is just go out and do what he did last week. So when he's at his best, he's really contested footies at a high level, and you're either winning it or if he doesn't, he's got a really quick 1-2 step to close the opposition down, especially that first possession. And to his credit, like I said, he was really up for that last week, and we're going to need that again. And as Jace spoke earlier, or Kingy, someone about the weather, there might be a chance we need that, but even if it's not, the Hawthorn mids are going to be wound up off the last couple of weeks that they've had. So Parf with that contested footy, at his best, he's a really quality AFL player. So, like I said before, in the role, it's how do you keep guys in the headspace that when they get their chance, that they can come in and make an impact and help us win a game of footy. And that's exactly what he did last week, and that's exactly what we're hoping he does today.
No doubt. I know deals across the trade period don't always work. Did you have a little nibble at a ruckman, trying to get an experienced ruckman in for this season? I know a few did change clubs, and or was it something you were happy just to go with Reece and Toby basically as your two-set ruckman, with maybe Blitzarves as possibly a part-timer?
Yeah, more not exploring that, to be honest. We always look at what's out there and what can be done. We feel like we've got some flexibility, even with Shannon Neal. We'd love to get Shannon some games of footy throughout the year, and we feel like there's some flexibility there as well. And I think some guys in our back half can potentially do that. You know, when you're looking at, we could actually fill that and say, yes, we've got a ruckman in, but we need to be really mindful of the fact that, we think they're going to actually help us, and what that means to then exposing a couple of our young guys on our list that we want to do too. So, we drafted Mitch Edwards. It's like I said about Toby, he's a third-year ruckman, but Mitch is a first-year ruckman that we'll take our time with. He's got a bit of a sore back at the minute, and, he was showing great signs over the pre-season and really confident about what he can be. We've got a Cat B, Joe Furphy, unfortunately, a bit slow at the minute with an ankle, but some tall boys in the back half, and put Jekka on to increase the depth there to maybe that if we need some sort of ruck backup in, we can use one of those guys back there, and Jekka and whoever else can play tall bit of defence.
Mac, obviously a lot of people ask you about, your top end of the list and all that sort of business, but it's, the bottom end of your list, the new kids that have come into the program, particularly like a George Stevens and a Ollie Wiltshire, a good example, coming out of a Barwon Eds program into a professional environment. How have you found those kids settling into the professional environment?
Yeah, Kirsch, they've been great. Their appetite to learn has been really impressive. Nigel Lappin, there's another sort of change that we did. He's spending more time with those. We call it the academy. They're sort of 0 to 3 year players, yep, for us, and really teach them about what we want, Geelong players to be. George, impressive kid. Ollie's doing a great job at understanding what this means and the little intricacies and nuance of how you get your body right and what the sort of the midweek looks like for him. But then you've got a Shawnee Manor who we bring in from Werribee, and yep, like we've seen, he spoke at par before. Shawnee comes in and helps us win a game of footy. Bit stiff not to be playing today, but we got a great mix. Like we didn't just go all 18-year-olds. Lawson Humphrey's another one. Really, I don't know if you spent much time with him. Quality person, yep, from Western Australia. Good ball user off you know, halfback. So, yeah, good mix of players. Nige is doing a great job with them, with Harry Corrigan and Aaron Black and the guys that really support that program.
Mac, Lawson Humphreys, you've obviously got the two surnames there. Has he got a decent sort of nickname, Joel Corey style? Or
Not yet, Benny. This is where you come into your own.
We'll think of something. It'd be remiss of us not to ask you to talk about the bloke who wears 26. You played a lot of footy alongside him. You obviously know him very, very well. He's been, he's just been amazing, really, for the footy club and the greater Geelong community.
He's been amazing. There's been a lot said about Big Hawk this week, and he's deserved every minute. And I was just speaking to him earlier, like he did say that at times it can be a bit awkward, but it is one of those weeks where you just got to enjoy the limelight. And I think one thing from my end, you know, I've seen him the whole journey come and to where he is now, and just the what he does to bring people together. He's so balanced in his in how he is with people, whether it be he's known him for 5 minutes or you know, in my case with him sort of 18 years. So he's, and you know, footy clubs need that sort of person, especially one that, you know, as he's add layers onto his resume over the years. It's great for young guys to come and say, shit, Tom Hawkins, he's up for a conversation. He's exactly what we want, you know, Geelong people to be. And we're lucky as a footy club, but as a town, I reckon that Tom's been able to represent us and you know, hold our footy club and community in such a high esteem as it's done.
Just one last one, Kingy. Mac, what day are you on the roster for Mitch Duncan childminding? Are you and Sean, or how does all that work?
Well, Sean lives across the road, so he's a bit stiff. But then, if you are, Sean's pretty happy to dish his off. Don't worry about that. It's sort of like musical chairs.
Mac, we really appreciate your time. Very giving as always. Great to have you speaking to us on K-Rock Footy. Enjoying you in the new role and the contact that we're having from K-Rock. It's been great, and looking forward to working with you as you evolve in that role over the coming weeks, months, years, whatever it might prove to be. Wish you the best of luck this afternoon as well as the footy club.
No, good on you, King. No, we really appreciate the job K-Rock does for us as well.
Good work, Mac.
Thanks, Mac. Yeah, thanks, guys. Enjoy your afternoon. Andrew Mackey joining us, the head of footy at the Cats.
The pre-game interview.